Amanita Design is a Brno-based award-winning game development studio whose creations have become a huge hit on the internet. Their games combine elements of the technical world with nature in a way not seen before. Their signature game Samorost takes you to a universe composed of rusty parts of old derelict machines and mossy, gnarled stumps of rotting wood. In this edition of The Arts, we meet the studio's founder Jakub Dvorský. When I first came across Amanita Design and their successful game Samorost, I was totally captured by the following puzzle. The hero of the game sets out on a rescue mission to save his dog that was abducted by aliens. He eventually lands on the alien planet, but alas, the entrance to the underground is guarded by a sleeping robot who's snoring away. Now, how do you wake him up to open the gate? You look around and see a snail fixing some sort of piping with a hammer. What you need to do is get into its shack, boil a drink from the poppy hat growing nearby, have him drink it and wait until he falls asleep and drops the hammer. You then take the hammer and bang the snoring robot on the head. He wakes up, opens his chest and pushes a button in his bowels that opens the gate. One level of the game solved. The man behind Amanita Design is Jakub Dvorský, a graduate of the Academy of Arts, Design and Architecture in Prague.
There's a lot of inspiration coming from science fiction books and old movies and animated films from others like Jan Švankmajer, Karel Zeman and others. Also a lot of inspiration comes from old computer games, adventure games. And most of my inspiration is from nature itself, from forests and some rotten pieces of wood and old machinery and industrial buildings which are rottening, or all these rusty things which I really like, old cars and such stuff like this. I grew up with computer games, so that's why I really like creating them. And I'm from artistic family, so it's probably somehow in my blood. I was drawing from my early childhood. And later I went to study to Academy of Arts in Prague, animated film. And as my thesis work, I created a simple flash game called Samorost, and that's how I get to computer games. I was aiming for creating some graphic design studio from early times, but after Samorost's success, I realized that it's possible to live just from creating computer games, which was my dream, and it works still.
The Samorost game became an overnight success. Its name is difficult to translate. In Czech, a Samorost is a piece of wood, perhaps a tree root, that has an interesting shape and usually resembles either a face or some sort of an object. Jakub Dvorský takes pictures of interesting things he finds on his outings in the city and beyond.
Basically, I like to go to nature for trips, and I'm carrying my camera all the time with me. So if I like something, I take a picture of it. And I like old industrial areas and scrapyards and, of course, forest. And it's very interesting if you find some human object somewhere in the forest, which is for a very long time there already. So it's becoming part of the forest. And I like this process of dissolving human objects in the nature. I like older things which are somehow Even some people creations which are turning back to the nature by the process of getting older and for example rust on some metal things. It feels like some kind of moss on wood, for example. So I like it basically. I like the amount of details in each object which is old, because new things are boring.
Amanita design work got internationally recognized, and the BBC asked the designers to make a simple learning game for schoolchildren that would also be funny. The result was Question Out, which last year landed a British Academy of Film and Television Art Award nomination.
Question Out is a simple, short, educational game for kids 7 to 11 years old. And it's a commission work for BBC. They wanted to create something educational but still funny. So we ended up creating such a little surrealistic adventure game where you need to solve some puzzles, which are quite weird sometimes. And then you need to answer a lot of questions, which we get from BBC, and the questions are from some subjects from school for these kids. And I believe BBC put it on their website, and it's used in Britain for official education of kids.
Jakub Dvorský and his team are now working on their first full game, which is to be released later this year. It's called Machinarium, and it's about robots.
The story of Machinarium is about a little rusty robot who has been unjustly thrown out to the scrapyard behind the city. And in the game, he's coming back to the city and facing some bad guys from Black Cap Brotherhood and saving the city from the explosion. And at the end, he's also rescuing his robot girlfriend. And the story is kind of cliche, but it's not that important because it's a funny game and it's mostly about the puzzles in it. And the puzzles this time are much more logical than in Summerlust or in our other games. So we are now focusing on mostly on creating great gameplay and great puzzles in the game.
Although the game is in the making, it has already won an award for its graphic design.
We have two awards from Independent Games Festival in San Francisco, which is the biggest event of this kind. And these two awards are most important for us. One is for Summerlust 2, which won Best Web Game category in 2007. And the second one is for Machinarium, our new game, which isn't finished yet, but it already won this year excellence in visual art.